Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Some of the gifts God gives His children may seem intangible. For instance, having the righteousness of God sounds theoretical, but today's gift makes all the other gifts very real. Stay with us to learn about a helper who indwells all believers, putting God Himself inside of us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today we continue a series on the inheritance of the redeemed. Now, Erwin Lutzer comes to tell us about the gift of the Holy Spirit.
This happens to be the third in a series of messages titled The Inheritance of the Saints, Blessings that Belong to All Those Who Put Their Faith in Christ. If you have been with us recently, you'll notice that we began with predestination. And then last time it was the righteousness of God, and both of these gifts, without them, you cannot be saved. And today we come to a third gift, a remarkable gift, in which we begin to really experience our salvation. And as a result of this message, I hope that when I'm finished, many of you and many of us who perhaps have never really learned to walk in the Spirit may remember this message and remember what will be said so that your life will be changed and changed forever. That's how much faith I have in the Holy Spirit and His work among us today. When you read in the Bible that Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit, you probably think, I have no idea what that is. And it's something certainly good for apostles and missionaries, and maybe from time to time we hope our pastor knows what it is like to be filled with the Spirit. But that's not for me, because I'm a struggling Christian. If you're a struggling Christian, I'm looking for you today. This message is directed toward you. You say, well, Pastor Lutzer, are there some people who aren't struggling Christians? Absolutely, there are Christians who are non-struggling Christians. I know many of them by name. All of them are in heaven today. If you're not in heaven today, you're a struggling Christian. This message is for me, and it's for you as well. That's the first thing I want to say. Secondly, this message, as all of these gifts, belong to believers in Jesus Christ. And if you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, I want you to listen to this message very carefully, because I hope it makes you jealous, and at the end you say, I want what Christians want. I want to receive Jesus as my Savior. So you listen carefully. But Jesus said very clearly that the Holy Spirit, who is this gift, the gift of the Spirit, is not known or given to the world. So you have the privilege today of looking in, listening, and at the end, you'll have an opportunity to participate in these matchless blessings. Well, we have a lot of ground to cover, and this is going to be a topical message in contrast to an expository message, which means we're going to go through a number of different verses. I am going to ask you to turn to only two passages that are really pivotal and important, and the rest I may quote. I'll give them to you so you may write them down. And at the end, I hope to finally diffuse all the mystery surrounding this idea of being filled with the Spirit and walking in the Spirit, so that we can all do it together. There are four ministries of the Spirit that are very important, really more than that, but four that are very important for all believers who have trusted Christ. The Holy Spirit comes, four ministries He brings us. The first is, and this is found in the 14th chapter of John, and I want you to look at the text. John chapter 14, the first ministry of the Spirit we are going to look at is the ministry of indwelling. When Jesus told the disciples He was going to leave, they were very disappointed. they were fearful. And he tells them, don't worry, I'm going to heaven and I'm preparing a place for you. Well, that's wonderful. How nice. That's great that you're doing that. But what about here on earth? What Jesus is going to tell them is this. I am leaving you physically, but not actually. Physically, but not actually. Let's look at the text. Verse 15 of chapter 14 of John, if you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper. Everybody stop right here. In Greek, there are two words for another. One is similar, and the other is the same. For example, I may say, I give you this pen, and now I'm giving you another pen. The other pen that I give you, if it's similar, may be a ballpoint pen. This happens to be an ink pen. Could be a different color. I'm giving you a similar gift. But if I say I'm giving you a gift that is the same, then I'm giving you a pen that is identical to this. And that's the word that Jesus uses. He says, I am going away and I'm going to give you another helper. And you know that that word helper in Greek is paraclete, which means to be called alongside of. Para, which means alongside, to kaleo is to call, paraclete, someone alongside you. That's why it can be translated helper, it can be translated comforter, and in other ways as well. And the whole idea is this, God is saying, that's what the Holy Spirit of God is going to be to you. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit came upon people and then left them, and Jesus is saying there are going to be two changes now that I'm here and I'm going to heaven. Your Bibles are open. You'll notice it says, the world cannot receive the Spirit of truth. I'm in verse 17. Last part of the verse, you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. The first is, you have in the indwelling of the Spirit. And this is going to mean now the indwelling of the Spirit for all believers who trust Christ. If you trusted Christ as Savior, you have within you the indwelling Spirit. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? All throughout the Scriptures, the New Testament, that is emphasized. And not only will he be in you, but Jesus said this. He said it's greater in extent in the New Testament. It includes all believers, and it is greater in duration. You'll notice the text. It says, he will be with you forever. What a privilege it is for us to live in this age and this era rather than in Old Testament times. Now, here's the way we generally think of it. We think, you know, we envy those disciples. They were there with Jesus. They saw him walk on water. They saw him do the miracles. Oh, if only we had been there. Do you know what Jesus says in the 16th chapter? He says, it is good for you that I go away. He says, you're getting a greater blessing than if I had stayed. You know why? Because when he was here, he could only be in one place at one time. Even with his glorified body, he couldn't be in Galilee and Jerusalem simultaneously. He had to travel from one place to another. Now he says, I will come to you to... We were in the South this past week for a few moments. I'm going to come to y'all. Now, here's where I want to dispel an idea in your mind. One of the ideas we have is, you know, Jesus is in heaven. His body is there. Yes, he's at the right hand of God the Father. He's really far, but he sent his Holy Spirit as kind of a substitute. Is that the way you think of it? No. The Holy Spirit is not a substitute for Jesus. The Holy Spirit of God brings Jesus to us. Jesus is with us. You'll notice he says, I'm not leaving you. I'll come to you. I will come to you. I'm not going to leave you as orphans. I am coming to you. Realize what this means? You have the companionship of Jesus all the time. you're a believer in Jesus Christ, it is because Christ is present. It is good for you that I go away, and by the way, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Why? And behold, I am with you. I am with you. And if you still aren't blessed because you've had a hard morning, look at this. I'm now in about verse 22 and 23. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. My Father will love him, and we will make our home with him. We, the Father, the Son, the Spirit, God dwells within you. The Holy Spirit is God indwelling believers. I know that some of you are lonely. Some of you are going through a hard time. You walk into your apartment and nobody else is there. Can I encourage you by reminding you that somebody else is there? The companionship of Jesus. The fact that he is there for fellowship and for companionship, because he was with the Old Testament saints. He will dwell within you, ever-present Jesus, right where you are, even when you ride the L in Chicago. He's there. So first of all, we have the indwelling of the Spirit, and that emphasizes the companionship of Jesus. That's the gift. There's another ministry of the Spirit, and for that, I will ask you to turn to Ephesians chapter 1. Please turn there. It is the last verse, actually, that I'm going to ask you to actually turn to. The others, I'm going to either quote or simply give you the reference. But notice what it says. Ephesians 1, and we preached on this when we preached on predestination, the earlier verses. But now I'm in verse 13. Ephesians 1:13, in him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, you believed in him, there we are, you were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. Yes, my friend, this is Pastor Lutzer. How wonderful it is that God has blessed us in Jesus Christ. This is a series of messages entitled The Inheritance of the Redeemed. The subtitle is Blessings That Belong to All Those Who Trust Christ. If you trust Christ today, I want you to know you are much richer than you realize. The last message in the series was on predestination. That also is a divine gift. All of God's sovereignty as he works to save us. Well, I hope that you take time to connect with us. Let us know if these programs are of blessing to you, and you can go to moodymedia.org. That's moodymedia.org. Click on the contact button. We'll be glad to hear from you.
Today, Dr. Lutzer continued a series on The Inheritance of the Redeemed. Next time, more on how the Holy Spirit seals believers in Christ, ensuring their certain future in eternity. The Inheritance of the Redeemed is an 8-part series we'd like you to have on CD. We'll send it as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.